Good morning, everyone.
Today is the 2nd of June, Saturday morning, 2018. And your total scripture, arise, ye, and depart, but this is not your rest. Here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Matthew 2:10 and Hebrews 13. Let your loins be girded about, and let your lights burning, and be yourselves like the men that wait for the Lord. You he will wait. Return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. All things are yours. My beloved is mine. The Son of God loved me and he gave himself for me. Romans 8:17, 1 Corinthians 3:21. Whom have I in heaven but thee? There is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and the portion thereof forever. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I commit unto him against that day. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Well, this is comforting for us to know that we have these great promises given to us by God, and his promises never fail us. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust, Psalm 103:14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? In him we live and move and have our being. Like as the Father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. He, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many times turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath. For he remembered that they were but flesh, and wind that passeth away and cometh not again. Psalm 78:38-39. The Lord did not set his love upon us, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people. For you were the lowest of all people, but because the Lord loved you. We love him because he first loved us. you hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. His Son, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Hebrews 1, 2, and 3. Well, may God apply this word to your heart this morning. God bless.